We've got a mostly dry 10-day forecast window here. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast Weekend Edition. As we take a look at the setup here, it's one that is definitely dry. I'm taking all rain out of the forecast for the most part here. The big weather system that's ongoing right now this weekend, it is running into a lot of resistance to getting past the Mississippi River. As a matter of fact, the frontal boundary and the moisture that's associated with it is dying right when it gets to the Mississippi River. So I don't think we see any kind of moisture threat here over the weekend and through Monday. Sunshine, blue sky, yes, maybe we see some offshoot cloud cover from time to time, but I just don't think that we see any moisture. So if harvest is underway for you, it's going to be able to continue. If you haven't started yet, good chance is you can get after it pretty quickly here as we move into this upcoming week. Now, let's talk about the upcoming week because, again, moisture is out of that forecast as well. Strong high pressure starts to build in over southern Ontario already on Monday. So I think we're going to be seeing sunshine and blue sky being a dominant feature for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in most areas. One caveat, we are seeing a little bit of precipitation try and come around the outside circulation of the high. So the high centered over Ontario, and maybe we see some scattered showers right where the cooler Canadian high pressure dome matches up with some of this warmer, more humid air. To me, that looks like it wants to be a little bit farther south over parts of Kentucky and Tennessee, but there are some data sources that are throwing a little bit of moisture into Indiana and Ohio, particularly Wednesday, Thursday. I just don't see that. I think it's going to be difficult to see this ring of fire precipitation setup at this time of year with the air temperatures doing what they're doing. So we'll see. We'll revisit this again on Monday and make an update to the forecast there. But right now I'm keeping the forecast completely dry all the way through this upcoming week. Once you get into Friday, Saturday, we're sunny, we're warm, we're dry, and I just don't think that we have anything coming until maybe the first full week of October. The main reason I say that, I'm looking back out to the west. A significant storm complex trying to come through the Pacific Northwest. Now there's moisture with it, but how much can hold together as it kicks out of the Rockies? That's the question. So that's something else we're going to look at here this upcoming week and try and see whether we have any kind of chance of rain anytime in the near future. It's not going to be soon enough to help any crops. Right now at this point, the moisture just gives a pause to harvest here or there. Right now, I don't see much of a pause coming over the next 10 days. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Some seed companies are like sheep, just doing what the leader does and trying to look innovative. Move your farm operation to the front of the pack when you work with a seed company that carves its own path. Seed Genetics Direct. They're bucking the trend for 2024 and making changes to their corn and soybean seed lineups and treatments that will deliver better agronomics, better yield, and a better bottom line. For more information and to view their seed guide, visit SeedGeneticsDirect.com. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.